Hi, everybody. My name is Katie Bollmeyer, and I'm the Business Policy Advocate here at the Lincoln Chamber of Commerce. We are in the AOI studios today on the Business Link. We are here with the Lincoln Transportation and Utilities Director, Liz Elliott. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me. This is exciting.
I know. Thank you. We appreciate it. Do you want to start off just talking a little bit about who you are and what you do?
Absolutely. I'm a Nebraska native. I grew up kind of on the edge of the Sand Hills, but I've been here, went to undergrad here, and have been working with the city for the last 12 years now, and have been in my position since the end of February 2020. So a good pandemic start, career change, and so have been enjoying the job ever since.
They really put you in the deep end right away.
I know. I said I would make no changes when I came in, and the next thing I know, I'm making people stay out at the water department overnight in campers. So don't trust what I say, I guess.
Thankfully, you've proven that wrong. You've been instrumental. We appreciate the collaboration that you have with the chamber, so thank you.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to work with a great team over here.
Thank you. So we have a big project that we're talking about today, Project O Street. For those of you who may not be familiar, what is Project O Street and what problem is it trying to solve?
Project O Street is an exciting project. I just enjoy talking about it because the scope and magnitude of it is huge. It is Project O Street. This is the first reinvestment in Project O Street since before you or I were even born. So the 1970s was the last time this was really updated and invested. And if you go out there, you can see that it's a little tired and run down. So we'll be replacing a water main that's approaching 100 years old. We'll be repairing streets, O Street, 14th Street, and we'll also be improving sidewalks and pedestrian access in the area, as well as just making it a little more vibrant with more landscaping. We're going to triple the number of trees that are down there and just really make it a beautiful location for everyone.
That sounds like a really big project, but a really great project. So can you tell me a little bit about what prompted this to be the right time to do this type of project?
The scope of this project isn't something that just happened overnight. It has been discussed as far back as the 2018 Downtown Master Plan, where the community came in and said, we want to see some revitalization. We want more vibrancy and accessibility, really, in the area. We now have the funding and the ability to do it. So we want to do it now, and we want to make sure that the investment is something that has a great impact on the entire community.
Well, it sounds like you guys have very thought this through very well, and I think it will have a huge impact on the community in a very positive way. So how does Project O Street fit into the broader vision of downtown Lincoln?
We really want to make sure that downtown, it's the front door to our community. For many people, it's the front door to the university. And we want to make sure that this is a place for everyone, whether it's welcoming visitors and families attending game day, or if it's the businesses that have made downtown home. We want to make sure that we're supporting the businesses, that we're attracting the people and the talent that we want to our community, as well as just making sure that our entire community has a place that they can be proud of and say, this is Lincoln.
That's beautiful. I love that. Can you talk about the decision to rebid and what the team has learned through this process?
Because this project is so large and so important to us, really wanted to make sure that we were doing the right process to get a great contractor on board. With the city, we typically do a low-cost bid, and that's who gets it. Because of the complexity of this, low-cost wasn't enough. We wanted to make sure there was some basic minimum qualifications. So we added some minimum qualifications to a bid. When the bids came in, the clarity of my intent didn't come across as clear as I had thought it would. And so we took a step back. We worked with our purchasing department and said, let's do this as a request for proposals. That way there's alignment on what this project and scope is, that we know what the experience of this is, of the potential contractors, and that we also are looking at cost and looking at the whole package. So we went out for a request for proposals, just like we do on professional services. We did it on a construction project for the first time ever for the city, and it worked great. We've got great bidders who really took time to show us that they understood the project. The winning contractor actually had gone out and done some proactive work and met with 50 businesses downtown to make sure they understood the project. And then we got the best value and a contractor that really understands our community and the needs of our downtown. So it was a great process. It's a process I hope will continue for other future major construction projects. And it's going to really proved to be the right way on this project.
Absolutely. It sounds very thoughtful and intentional.
It took a lot of time and thought to make sure that we're doing this right, because we want to make sure that we are providing the community what they're expecting.
That's amazing. Thank you, Dr. Elliott. So you mentioned how the winning bid winner had gone out and met with 50 businesses downtown. How do you see this impacting the business activity, the foot traffic, and the overall vibrancy of downtown?
The ultimate outcome of all of this is going to make this an even more vibrant and exciting location. It's going to have areas like 14th Street Music District, where we can shut down and have great community events, have a lot of interactive character throughout O Street, whether it's an occasional art piece there or the separate side path on 11th Street that's connecting bikers to the university. And so we're really hoping that this brings in more people to downtown to shop, to dine, to catch a movie, and just enjoy the space. Now, we know during construction that also impacts a lot of people during that, but we're doing everything and working with businesses in the Downtown Lincoln Association to make sure that it's as easy and accessible even during construction as it will be after construction. So we expect people to continue to support their local businesses and shop local downtown.
That's amazing. You mentioned working with the Downtown Lincoln Association. I think this project is a really great example of working with partnerships like that. Can you talk a little bit more about how you're working together?
Downtown Lincoln Association has been such a great partner in this. They've really provided us a lot of insight as we go through the design process of what they think the downtown experience should be, what their members, their businesses also want the downtown experience to be. And that's carrying through with construction. They're helping us make sure everyone has the information they need. They're helping us do some fun marketing type activities to make sure that that vibrancy and excitement of downtown doesn't disappear during construction. And then they're helping their members and doing a huge thing by providing marketing tips on how businesses can keep their regular customers coming back and get more new customers during this process.
Yeah, absolutely. So major infrastructure projects can be disruptive, as we've acknowledged, but how is the team working to support downtown businesses and the residents during this construction period?
With all of our construction projects across town, we work really hard to minimize the impact, make sure that the businesses and residents have the information that they need. And we do that through a variety of ways, whether it's we've got a website that has all project information and updates. We have open houses for the public to come in and ask questions, learn more about. But we've also taken lessons learned from other projects over the last couple years and kind of stepping it up a notch. And we'll continue this as our work continues both on O Street and other places. But we're doing, we've done one-on-one business meetings with them. We're also doing some fun marketing advertisements. Billboards are going up saying downtown's still open to encourage people down. We're doing some fun signage to make sure people have fun things, like don't disrupt the workers in their areas, those types of things, to have some fun with this, get some selfie moments, those types of things. And then we're also working to keep the public informed. We're trying out Text LNK this year, so people can sign up for updates on the projects. If they want to know about lane shifts or a closure or when the project's done, they can receive a text message about that and stay up to date and be able to plan their day and their trips downtown easier that way.
Absolutely. As somebody who receives those text messages, often attends your open houses for many of your projects, and is probably the number one user of your LTU website, Great. You do a phenomenal job. You and your comms team work very hard to make this an easy easy possible environment for people to engage, for them to learn more. And the userability is just phenomenal on those platforms. So thank you.
Well, thank you. And we're trying different ways because not everyone, right, you know, gets their information the exact same way. So whether it's podcasts like this that's getting the word out, whether it's a traditional open house or the text messages or online resources, we're trying to make sure we're doing everything we can to reach everyone.
Absolutely. Can you walk us through some of the other ways that the public can be engaged throughout this process?
We encourage people to check out our webpage. That will have updates. We're also going to be having a Wednesday Coffee with the Contractors. Ooh. That's starting this Wednesday at the 15th at 9 a.m. And there we'll have the contractors there. We'll give you an update on what work was completed last week, what work is ahead this week and the next 3 weeks. And if you have a question, the contractor and the city team are right there. You can get your answer. But if you can't make it, totally fine. We're going to put those updates on our webpage every week. So about 24, 48 hours after that Wednesday coffee, we'll add those to the website so you can get those updates, know what a 3 week look ahead is, know where they're working and what they're doing that day or that week, and really be able to stay up to date there. So we encourage people to check out the website or the Wednesday Coffee with Contractors. And then we also encourage everyone to follow the Waze app. That has all of our construction detours, lane closures there, and it'll really help you navigate to the closest parking garage to the business that you're wanting to go to.
Absolutely. I heavily advocate for all of my peers to utilize the Waze app. I was driving home the other day and it showed a red mark on my pathway. And I said, I don't think that road's closed. And it was updated with an accident that had happened about 30 minutes prior to that, probably.
It is amazing. Even I will use it. You would think someday I will remember all of the projects that we have going on around town. But I plugged it in the other day and I'm like, what in the world? And I look, I'm like, oh yeah, I forgot we have a project there. So I don't trust my memory. I use the Waze app, so I encourage everyone to do it just because you never know what changed day to day.
Absolutely. So construction has begun. What's kind of that timeline looking like a little bit?
Yeah, so construction's just kicking off this week, and we're looking at getting as much done as fast as we can. We want to get in, get it done, and get out. We expect the entire project to be done fall of 2027. What we're looking at first is doing the water main from 16th Street and heading west. And while they're starting on the water main, we're going to work on 14th Street. Get 14th Street done, and then they can go back with the street work following the water main on O Street. So our hope is that we're getting started this week on 14th Street, and we'll be out of 14th Street yet this year and be full force on O Street heading west towards 9th.
That's great. Well, I'm really excited to watch you progress throughout this project. It's going to be such a great project for downtown Lincoln as the an organization that lives down there. I'm really excited to see how great it's going to be to walk down there, have all the shades, all the seating availability, and see the improvements that the businesses are going to do along with it. So I'm very excited. Are you very excited for the completion?
I am so excited to see it when it's all done. By having, you know, other seating amenities in the area, being able to expand and allow businesses to grow their sidewalk cafes, and just the landscaping so you don't feel like you're sitting on concrete everywhere will be so exciting to see it when it's all done.
So my last question is, what's going to be the first thing that you're going to do to celebrate Project O Street being completed?
I'm going to have a beer or two on O Street at a sidewalk cafe and just enjoy the view of what that's going to be at that time. And I'm so excited.
You should be. And you're going to think it was worth it. It wasn't worth it maybe at the time, but at the end, you're going to see the final project and it's going to be beautiful.
It is going to be so much worth the construction and the wait because it is going to be beautiful and a place we're all going to enjoy.
Absolutely. Well, thank you so much for coming in and talking about this project. We're very excited, and thank you for the openness and transparency throughout this whole project timeline. It's a huge project and a huge undertaking, but through your leadership, we're very excited to see the finished product.
Well, thank you so much for having me and sharing the information about it, and I hope to come back and we'll celebrate when it's all done out on O Street.
With a few beers, absolutely.
Exactly.
Well, perfect. Thank you.
Thank you.